Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I said on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the activities I'm talking about. It's a cool, fun hour of listening pleasure. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 85 degrees. It's warm. The sun is out. The sky is blue, but it's not hot like you would expect in the desert. And since Las Vegas is in Nevada and Nevada is in the desert, you would expect that it would be hot. But right now, during this time of year, we're working on our winter season, and it hasn't gotten to be hot yet. Notice I said yet. It's going to get cold before it gets hot again. We just went through 100 degree days, and now we're working on our 100 days under 50 degrees. It will get cold, Las Vegas. People, should prepare for the cold weather, because Las Vegas should get in the chilly time of year, because it's winter time. This is when we have all the people coming to Vegas to go skiing and to play in the snow in the mountains. That's what's getting ready to happen here in Vegas. We're having snow time in Las Vegas. So it's going to be a good time for wintertime activities right here in Las Vegas. So get your ski gear ready, because it's time to break out everything that you're going to need to ski on the slopes, to go down the mountains, and to play in the snow. It's that time of year again. So other than that, we have baseball. Let's talk sports. Well, right now in sports, the only thing we have is baseball. Hockey's over with. The Las Vegas Golden Knights didn't make the championship game in hockey, so they got eliminated. And the Golden Aces, the WNBA basketball team, went to the championship, and I think their season is over, and they won their championship. Congratulations to the Golden Aces, the women's WNBA. Of course, our Los Angeles Lakers won the world championship for the NBA, and that's good, because I'm a Lakers fan, so hey, for the Lakers all day long. And they won the championship. And let's see, right now we're in the middle of the Las Vegas Dodgers playing game one on the Marlins, on the Florida Marlins. They're going to be playing game one for the World Series. Now, I told you that the Dodgers already won the World Series, but they had just won their division to move forward to play in the championship game of the Western Conference. So now they're in the championship series to play for the Western Conference Championship in Los Angeles. And so we're going to wish them the best of luck, because I'm a Las Vegas boy, Los Angeles baseball player. I played baseball in L.A. all my life, and I wanted to play pro. So I've been following the Dodgers since I was a little boy, and I'm looking forward to the Dodgers going to the World Series again. This will be their fourth year in a row going to the World Series. Now, they didn't win the last three out of four World Series. They only won one World Series championship game, but now we're waiting on them and expecting them to play good this year and to win their next championship game. They should be in prime spot to win a championship game this season, this year in Los Angeles. So go Los Angeles Dodgers. Go ahead, big boy. Win that championship. I'm looking forward to you to win. All right. That's all for sports that we have for the information. Nobody's died. Nobody's gotten gold. So nothing else to talk about in the sports season. So DJ Papa D, take us to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it. this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Right, 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics. And then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G Money. Of course I'm here. I'm all around the town. So sit back, put your feet up, and listen to the activities I'm talking about. We are continuing on our sports. So let's talk some more sports, because I almost forgot about the football game that was played last night. We're talking about the Las Vegas Raiders
So there are two games played last night. The first game, the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
No,
Arizona
that's
Cardinals.
Not right. They beat the Cowboys. So there's only one game last night. It was the Chiefs and the Bills. Kansas City Chiefs played the Bills.
Oh, there was only two
you
games?
Got on.
The Raiders didn't play last
two.
Night?
No, the Raiders didn't play. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys 38-10. You bet on Cardinals and under, and it was Cardinals and under.
All right. So that gives me another win. So what's my win total for week number six? The week six.
If we include we've just completed week six, and if you include the Tennessee Titans win, you went 10 for 14.
10 for 14? Hey, people,
you went,
watch out. That's what 10, I'm talking about.
10 and 4.
10 out of 14.
Right. Oh, just so that you know, the second game yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 26-10. You bet on the Bills and over, and it was the Chiefs and under.
Oh, so that's a loss for G Money. Because I was betting on the Kansas City. Oh, I was betting on the Buffalo Bills. Okay.
Yep.
So what's that my total? What's my total for that week then? Is that
10 wins,
14,
4
five?
Losses.
10 wins, 4 losses.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. Everybody listen up. G-Money won 10 out of 15 games and lost 4
10
losses.
Out of 14.
10 out
of
14 games. So 10 wins and 4 losses. All right. Well, give G-Money a hand because he's picking winners, y'all, all season long. That's how I do it. I'm picking winners. All right. Good job. All right, DJ Papa G, thank you for bringing that to our attention. So, now, what are we going to? Let's play some more songs. How about playing a song from my album? We can play Candy. Play Candy from my album. And then play Big Bank Takes Little Bank. Number 2, which is I was 6'9", and I was sorry all the time. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, ice. And I said, ice. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said,
sounds of me nothing. We're on Folk Street.
It's Untended.
Folk Street don't have girls on Folk Street. And I looked and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's Untended.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's Untended.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's Untended.
And these girls were smiling at me, and I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's Untended.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me. Waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on. I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
stores at 7-Eleven. He ate everything in the store. Yes, he was big eating. He ate everything in the store. And he's always talking about having a party where he wants to bring people to his house. I guess he needs to have company to feel good about himself. Party, but it's going to be on the 8th of December. Can you understand that? It's before Christmas. He doesn't even know what day Christmas is. That's a shame. He is just a mess in a hat.
You know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money presents the dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes
for your best bag talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes. Because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, that's Las Vegas and everybody else around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. You can pull up the radio show and listen to the jokes and the stories that I present to you to my listening audience. It's fun all day long. That's right. I got hours worth of fun set up for my listening audience. So, I don't have a guest in the studio today. G Money, the Pimp Comic, isn't arrived yet. I was hoping he was going to show up and he was going to bring some of his jokes with him, but he didn't come today. So we have to take a pause for the cause and wait on him for another day. But anyway, DJ Papa D, play another song from my album. Play G Money's a Pimp. I like that song. I think it pumps me up. It gives me motivational activity in my life. So G Money's a Pimp coming to you live and in living color. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
G Money's a Pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. We'll be right back.
myself.
When I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979, after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! We'll be right back.
the floor. Oh, Phi Beta, calling all sigmas to the floor. Oh, Phi Beta, womp, 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 Phi Beta, womp, 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 Phi Beta. I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm entertaining the most people worldwide. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as I entertain you with one of my favorite stories. All right, DJ Papa D, play one of my stories for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm going to tell you a story. A friend of mine actually told me this story, and since he's not here to tell it himself, I'm going to tell you the story the way I heard it from him. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles, and if you got a couple of rings around the bottles, you got a free teddy bear. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears and some animals from him, and they bet, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money so we can buy us a teddy bear. And he said, okay. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the beer bottle, on the milk bottle. And he would throw 3 rings, and all 3 rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they took the rings that he gave them, and they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. And they wanted to bet again because they wanted to win their money back. So they bet $50. And he said, okay, I'll bet your $50 against the $50 that I just won. And they said, okay. And they threw the rings again and couldn't get any rings to land on the bottle. And then he turned around and threw his rings, and they landed on the bottle. So he won the bet again. So then they put up some more money, and he bet their $100 against the $100 that he had won. And they threw the rings and lost again. And then they said they wanted to win their money back. So they constantly kept trying to win. And they ended up going through like $3,000. So he was winning all of the money. And they left, and they were upset. But he had pocketed like $3,000. So they came back the next day with more money, and they went to him and said, today we're going to win our bet. We're going to bet $100 against the winning of those teddy bears. And he said, okay. And they threw the rings, and they didn't land any rings around the bottle. So he threw his three rings, and he landed two of the three rings on the bottle. So he won their $100. And they said, oh, we want to win. So they bet their $100 against the $100 he had just won. And they lost again. And so now he's up $200, and he's betting on getting the rings on the bottle. So they kept playing until they ran out of money. And he won all of their money for 2 days in a row. And then they came back a third day, and they wanted to try to win their money back. And they wanted to win all the stuffed animals. So they started putting big money up. And they were putting $100 against his $50, and then they wanted to put up $200 against his $50, and then they wanted to put up $300 against his $50, and he kept winning. So pretty soon, they had lost like $700 to his $50. And he said that he would give them one last chance to win. And they said, okay, we're going to go double or nothing on the rings. And he said, okay. So he put up his $650 against their money. And they put up $3,000. Because they were trying to win all their money back that they had lost in 3 days. And they threw the rings, and none of the rings landed on the bottle. So he threw his three rings, and he won two out of three landed on the bottle. So he won all of the money, and they left, and they were mad. And they left and went home. But see, what they didn't know was that his rings were bigger than their rings were, and he couldn't lose. But they didn't know that. And they closed the booth up, and they moved to another location. So when the dope dealers came back on the fourth day, the game was no longer there. He
left them hanging high and dry. And that was the end of his carny days.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
It is glorious.
This is Curtis. Never forget, the life we live is all so beautiful. Yeah.
It is glorious.
Life we live.
You gotta root that
I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
G Money presents the Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G Money presents the Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So now it's time for all of my fan club members to listen up, because it's time for my fan club members to call in and claim their $50 prize. I want to give $50 away to my fan club members. So I'm going to say a fan club member number, and the one that is the number, call in and win the prize. It's real simple. All you got to do is call in the number and call 323-470-3646. That's 323-4. Yeah, what's the phone number? 323-470-3487. Oh, Jesus. I forgot the phone number. 323-470-4366. That's it. 323-470-3677. Is that it? DJ Papa D, help me out.
No, I want to hear you guess a couple more times.
I can't remember the phone number.
323-870-4366.
Yeah, there you go. 323-870-4366. Yeah, that's the number.
It.
Okay, so I want a fan club member to call in, and we're going to give $50 to the fan club member that calls in fan club number eight. If you're fan club caller number eight, you'll win $50 for our fan club prize, and you'll win $50. All right. So you have 5 minutes to call in and win $50 on the fan club prize giveaway. All right. DJ, while we're waiting for the fan club member to call in, play a song. Play Low Riding For Real. My 65 Mustang was low riding for real. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside. And it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. I had a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on, my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me, and I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They could tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground, I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looked so good. Oh, I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground, my Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground, my Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground, my car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice, you want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, it's time for us to shout out our winner for the fan club, and we don't have one. There wasn't a fan club winner to call in to claim the $50 prize. I can't believe my fan club members are not wanting to get this money. I'm really disappointed. I'm trying to give away $50 every day on my radio show, and I'm not getting any success. Well, I'm just going to keep on hollering. So maybe next week on Thursday, we'll have somebody call in to try to claim the $50. Actually, we think they'll be in dire need of a $50 giveaway at that time. But until then, I want to say the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere and get out the air chair. So, DJ Papa D, thank you for being my radio show host. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for hosting my radio show on social media. And we got to get some more attention out there so that our fan club members will want to call in and claim the money. I don't know what's going on, but I got money sitting in my pocket and nobody's calling to claim it. So that's life. That's the way it goes in the Big Apple right here in Las Vegas. So I ain't got nothing to say, but I'll see you again on Thursday. So we're going to play one song, and then we're going to pray. And hopefully we can pray for a winner while we're praying for other members of our radio show to do some things. So, DJ Papa D, play, I don't gangbang, I play ball to my listening audience. And after that, play my song to the world, my prayer, as I'm Reverend G Money praying for the best of the world in this academic affair. And then I'll be back on Thursday for more of this radio show. Have a good day. Talk to you on Thursday. Good night. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school, and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dog?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted, I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted,
and I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, to that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.